Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to our station mate, Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He's been out at Commander's OTAs. He's a Magruder colonel doing big things. What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
What's Linnell's deal? Is he still, like, trashing us sometimes on the air? He's a wild card. What does he do?
Idea. I mean, I don't know.
Huh?
I mean,
Linnell, what are you doing?
I'm just vibing, guys. Just vibing, enjoying the show, and listening. All right. You guys have been great.
Well, of course. All right, so here's my first question. This is very in-depth reporting. This is very probing. Is Debo fat?
I think that has been, like, I've seen some of the stuff on social media, him, like, not going, people saying he's not, doesn't look fast going at full speed. The video that's circulating right now is from a team install period. If anyone's played football at the high school level, at least, you understand when you're installing stuff, not running at 100% full tempo because you're learning a play. So I just think there's this narrative out there that's surrounded Debo, and it's fair. He's missed some time over the past couple of years. There was the story in San Francisco last camp that he was out of shape. But I continue to go back to the guy had pneumonia. If any of us had pneumonia, we wouldn't even be able to show up to work, let alone try to play football. So I think he's in a massive prove it year. He looks to be in great shape. I actually, guys, I follow him on Instagram. He's working out twice a day. He's posting workouts. He got his boys working out with him. It's been cool to see him taking it super serious. I've got to believe that that narrative bothers him, but like getting eyes on him up close in person, I wouldn't call him fat by any stretch.
So when you see him working out and running, you know, routes and everything, he looks good.
He does, and I think they've made a concerted effort, especially without Terry McLaurin being out there, to get him the football during these team periods and the 7-on-7 stuff. I think he's going to be a big part of the offense. I've said it, you know, a couple of different times on air. I think he leads this team in touchdowns this year. Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had a weapon like this in his offense since he's been in the National Football League, and I think they're going to find just a multitude of different ways to get him the ball in space, and, you know, we'll see whether he has it or not. Here's the thing, right? Like, there's no pads on right now. It's mandatory minicamp. The vibes are sky high. We'll find out, though, sooner rather than later, if he was in shape or not, and we'll get to make our judgment.
So, Linnell, I'm going to assume you're thinking I may have been a bit rash when I made a bet.
Yeah, I think you went
I made a bet
a little too far
that Debo will be a one and done here in Washington because he will underwhelm. Do you think that's a terrible bet at this point?
Look, him being a one-and-done could be because he plays well and he outprices himself here from Washington. You got to think
excellent
about
point,
what they're
young
already
man.
Committing.
Excellent point, young man.
You got to realize what they're already committing at the wide receiver spot. They've spent two, you know, pretty significant draft picks on, you know, Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey in the past two seasons. And then, you know, Terry McLaurin is on his way to a $30 million a year extension. So I think at the end of the day, the numbers game may not play out in his favor, but I think him being one and done doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. And who knows? Like, they'll have the franchise tag at their disposal. If they really want to keep him, I think they'll be able to.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Either way, I win the bet. If he just plays here 1 year and then he goes and signs with the Dolphins,
yeah, but you
I
did.
Still win the bet.
You asked the question it. And you used the word underwhelm.
I did.
So that's why you think he'll be a one and done.
True, but that's not the parameters
of the
bet. Yeah,
but that's not the parameters of the bet.
All right.
So I think made a brilliant bet,
He could back his way into it.
I think Debo is going to have a good year. I think he's going to have combined touchdowns with receiving and rushing. I think he's going to be close to what he was in 23, which was 12. I'm not saying he'll get 12. I think he'll be in that 9-10 range. I don't think he'll get 12, but I hope I'm wrong. But I think he's going to have a big year.
What is your take on the Terry situation?
It's complicated. I understand it completely from both sides. I think here's the reality of the situation, though. Terry McLaurin has all the leverage in the world. When he first signed his contract extension a couple of years ago, he only signed for 3 years to set himself up for another big-time payday, and then boom, in a contract year, he goes out and has the best year of his career. So he has earned the right to get that, you know, near top of the market type of deal. Here's the thing when we evaluate the wide receiver position, and I understand Terry, I don't think anybody up here would call him a top five guy, but when you consider the depth of the position, we're talking about the deepest position group in all of the NFL, he's definitely in that 10 to 12 range. And I think when you look at the production and the consistency without a quarterback, and then you insert a legitimate franchise guy last year, you kind of saw the benefits of it. The only thing that I get frustrated with, and maybe frustrated is too strong of a word, if you were the Commanders, the vibes are sky high right now. Why would you want to have this distraction looming over you as you get geared up to go into that dead period of the offseason? I understand it's negotiations and, you know, it's got to play itself out. But, like, at this point, if you're the team, like, there's no way you're not going to get this deal done. So what are we waiting for? It's kind of my thought process with it.
What about this? So how many times have you been out there quite a few days for these?
I've been out there every day they've been out there.
You've been every day they've been out there. What's been your take on Jaden? Is there anything that you've noticed different? Like that one picture where he looked all jacked. Was that just like good lighting that day? Does he look like his arm's a little stronger, or is it just you can't really tell?
I mean, he looks like he picked up right where he left off in January. You got to think about the way he played down the stretch. You really saw the best version of him, really starting in that Atlanta game on Sunday night where he, you know, straps the team to his back like a jetpack. He is just going to continue to get better. This year, with the offensive line being revamped the way that it is, I think you'll see the passing numbers take a little bit of a jump. Maybe the rushing totals aren't as high, but I do think he'll have, you know, a tremendous year statistically. In terms of something that's stood out here in the first couple of days, it's kind of hard to tell. He's consistent. That's the one thing I can describe him as, is consistent. I've been out there the last couple of training camps, and I said it last year when we were out there watching him for the first time, after watching Carson Wentz up close in person, Taylor Heineke up close in person, Sam Howell up close in person. This is a professional guy at the position. I'll give you a little anecdote from practice yesterday. So the first day of mandatory minicamp, the offense really lit the defense up. And yesterday, it felt like the defense came out with an added chip on their shoulder, is how I would describe it. And we obviously saw the Noah Brown injury that we'll get to here in a second. But he's taking the defense off because the offense has been so good. You saw this last year during training camp as well. And I think what the defense has to realize, and what Joe Witt and company have to realize, is when you're going up against a bona fide top five guy in the league, your defense is going to get beat. It's not an indictment of your group, but I definitely think the defense took the first day of mandatory minicamp personally in how they practiced yesterday.
Linnell, I saw you tweeting about an impressive pass breakup by Lattimore. I believe it was on Noah Brown before
he went down
with the injury. Give us the skinny on Lattimore. We know that last season was kind of a lost season for him coming in from New Orleans with that hamstring injury. He was never quite right. What should we expect from him year two here in Washington?
Can we debut a nickname for Marshawn Lattimore here on the Junks?
Sure.
Southeast Sean. Southeast Sean is what we call him.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a big-time bounce-back year. The play on Noah Brown yesterday was just peak Marshawn Lattimore. He sits down in the stance. He's patient. And then you see him break and drive on the football. The explosiveness is there. We got the chance to talk to him post-practice, and this was probably the first time, you know, any of us have really heard him be transparent about what the injury status was for him last year. He gutted through it. He admitted that, you know, he probably pushed himself further than maybe he should have because he wanted to prove himself to the team. All the frustration about, you know, him, you know, trash talking and then not being around during the voluntary session, it kind of makes up for it when you're that open and honest. But the thing that was interesting to me, Lattimore did not show up to the voluntary workouts, but when he came to the mandatory work, he's been thrown in there right away. He's done everything. He's done every team drill. He's participated in individuals. So he is 110% healthy. If that is the case, we know what he is when he's healthy. I mean, this is a bona fide top 5 to 7 corner in the sport. He locked down one half of the field. The big question is, can they keep him healthy? One thing they did last year, and we all talk about, you know, the injury bug and not having it hit you, it's kind of a luck thing. There was a preventative maintenance I saw from the team last year starting in training camp with Ertz, Eckler, Bobby Wagner. I think they'll put Lattimore, you know, under that same umbrella, so to speak, in terms of being just patient with him and allowing him to move at his own speed, because you do not want to push him too hard and have himself, you know, get injured again.
What about the rookies? Any of the rookies standing out, even, you know, on the offensive line, or Jalen Lane, any of these guys? Especially Lane, because I really think he's going to play a big part.
Yeah, the Jalen Lane thing is interesting to me, and I think he's one of the beneficiaries of Terry McLaurin not being out there. Mm-hmm. You get to see him lining up at a bunch of different spots in the slot, on the outside. They're going to find a way to get him the football in space. I think a lot of people, you know, consider him in year one. I feel like people are just setting the expectation for special teams. Especially when you consider Noah Brown going down yesterday. He is going to have an opportunity to carve out a role for himself on the offensive side of the football right away. I'm a loser and watch Get Up in the Morning. And Peter Schrager, now of ESPN, was on there. And he randomly name-dropped Jalen Lane as someone that's going to be a big part of this offense. It wouldn't have mattered to me, but Peter Schrager is like best friends with Cliff Kingsbury. So if he's saying it, you wonder him and, you know, Cliff are having late-night conversations and saying, hey, blanket. Peter, where we're going to have to get him involved early and often. I think he'll be huge for them. Just adding speed is a big thing for them, and I think that was a goal of the offseason. They accomplished it by drafting him. On the defensive side of the football, Kay Medrano yesterday, their sixth-round rookie out of UCLA, made a couple of plays in coverage, and then you saw him punch the football away from Deebo Samuel and force a fumble. His role is going to be interesting. I think he's going to be, you know, competing for that third linebacker spot. We know Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner will be two of the backers when they're in base, but I think it's really like a three-man competition for that third spot between Dom Hampton, last year's seventh-round pick, Kay Medrano, and then Jordan McGee, last year's fifth-round pick, who has looked, you know, just excellent, you know, to this point in terms of just physically mature, fast, physical guy. So I think Medrano's going to have a chance to compete for the third linebacker spot. Trey Amos on the outside has been really sticky in coverage to start. That guy has a swagger about him in terms of just being confident in everything that he does. But one thing we've noticed, and we saw this last year with Jaden and Brandon Coleman, he's not going to start right off the rip. I don't think they're just going to hand him the job. When they go base defense in the first 2 days of mandatory minicamp, we've seen Jonathan Jones, the veteran from New England, on the outside, and then we've seen Marshawn Lattimore on the outside with Samuel still in the slot. So I wouldn't hit the panic button if you don't hear about him, you know, getting first-team reps right off of the rip because of what Washington has at the position. But I do think he'll ultimately, you know, play his way onto the field at some point.
But now, how close were you to Noah Brown when he went down with the injury yesterday, and when can we expect to hear any sort of update about his status?
Are people even saying if it's like a knee, or are they just saying nothing?
It's a knee.
It's a knee, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reaction that he had, it. I don't want to speculate, obviously. It's tough for you, but it seemed like a knee. It was a play where they're at 7-on-7, and Jaden or Marcus either throws him the football, and Will Harris, Washington's new safety from New Orleans, kind of came bearing down over him. I mentioned the chippiness of practice yesterday, and I'm not trying to get them fined or get them in trouble or anything, but it was a pretty – ramped up practice for it to be a mandatory minicamp session. And you saw Noah go down for a ball, and it looked like Harris was bearing over him. And then you kind of saw everyone gasp, and he had to get helped off the field to the sideline. And he initially excuse me, initially gets helped off the field to the sideline. Then they cart him to the back. Now, where we were standing, you know, relative to the play, when they're carting him up, obviously you're riding on this cart and you got to get inside the building. There are bumps. He hit a bump and on the cart and let out the most terrifying, treacherous scream you'll ever hear in your life. So that really kind of provided some context. This may be something that keeps him out for an extended period of time. But like I said, I don't want to speculate. We'll probably get some sort of an update, I would think, before they break practice.
He didn't dislocate it, did he? It wasn't that bad, was it?
Don't know.
I don't know. But the scream that he let out when they hit the bump going back inside the building, it's something. You feel bad for him.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't been able to stay healthy.
If that's the case, and let's just assume he's out for a while, if not the whole year, because if it's a serious knee injury, he's out. Does that mean they just look at one of these other guys like the Jalen Lanes of the world, or maybe even a Gallup or a Ja'Cory Brooks and move them up the depth chart? Or do you think they go out and look for another guy?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. Based off of their track record, right, we were all, you know, clamoring for Noah Brown last year when they were talking about need a wide receiver two, need a wide receiver two. I think they're going to go with the in-house guys, you know, to start here. Luke McCaffrey's been someone that, you know, here in year two has made some plays over the first couple of days in mandatory minicamp. You mentioned Ja'Cory Brooks. He's made a couple of, you know, interesting contested catches. Chris Moore, a veteran, you know, pretty unheralded guy that's kind of stepped in for Terry McLaurin at the outside receiver spot, has made some plays. But I think the guys in-house ultimately will be able to, you know, kind of help stomach his loss. If they do go outside of the organization to bring in a body, I don't think it's going to be a big-name guy like Keenan Allen or something like that. I think it would be somebody that, you know, help them provide some, you know, added depth. But when you think about what they've spent in terms of draft capital at the position, you spent the third and the fourth, you know, consecutive years on McCaffrey and Lane. So, I mean, you're kind of built for this situation. It is tough, though, because Noah Brown was having a good start to the offseason. And as you saw last year when he was healthy, he does different things and provides a different body type for this receiver room and for this offense. So hopefully he's able to get back sooner rather than later.
Linnell, thanks for the intel, man. We appreciate the time.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right, bro.
Yep, that's Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He is covering Commanders OTAs. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle in D.C. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up shortly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At the end of this here radio segment, we will give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. So keep listening for your chance to be a winner. You don't want to be a loser. You want to be a winner.
All right. Couple addendums to the hole-in-one story. I didn't even get to the best part. First of all, people are breaking my balls because I sound out of breath. We were just tackling each other. My buddy just had a hole-in-one. I'm super excited. I walk 18 holes every time I play. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I can run a marathon. But give me a break.
Makes sense. Hooting and hollering. And
I mean, we literally jumping up and down, tackling each other, and I was on a high for 8 hours yesterday. And I did nothing. I'm a little sensitive to everybody talking about me being out of breath. I'm not saying I'm the world's greatest shape. I'm not. But give me a freaking break. But the best part of the whole deal, and Valdez can attest to this, is the after thing. Mm-hmm. There's a bizarre, and I never think about it because I've never experienced it. I know the rumors, and yeah, I know what you do.
They got to buy all the drinks.
The bizarre tradition is, if you had a hole-in-one, you got to buy drinks for everybody.
Yep.
And of course, I'm familiar with it. But I kind of thought, okay, yeah, you buy your boys drinks in the foursome.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. As soon as he hits the hole-in-one, he had buying drinks for us, and that's fine. And by the way, still on my health journey, zero alcohol. And I got offered 100 times yesterday.
Look at you.
100 times.
What a boring life you're living.
I stayed strong.
Bastion of willpower.
I stayed
strong.
What
is it, 10 days now?
I don't know, 12 days. It's just easy. It's not hard. And I didn't want to, at one point I said, dude, I feel bad I'm not celebrating with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of trying to prove to myself that this is not a big deal. So I held strong. But here's the anecdote. We're buying beers for the people behind us in the foursome. Mm-hmm. They're screaming out, hole in one? Bring him over.
Right.
And so he's buying beers for them.
That's a little extreme.
There's one guy, I'm telling you, I think he bought minimum 3 beers for yesterday. I'm not kidding. Then we get into, and so he keeps buying beers for everybody.
Jason, don't hit a hole in one.
I don't want one.
Dude, my buddy Tom had a hole in Louisville last year. Mm-hmm. It cost him $1,000. Oh. Now, Tom is rich.
Yeah.
So, but it's still annoying. It cost him $1,000.
Is that because people come up and say,
I heard you had a hole. No, so you get back to the clubhouse.
Like people don't even know. They say, all right, this is what I want.
Here's the thing. My buddy was telling me a story. So I put it on Twitter. My buddy had a hole in one. All of a sudden, I won't say their names, but my buddies just hit me up. They go, oh, he had a hole in one? I'm coming up.
Yeah, it's an alarm at the club.
People get their cars to drive to the clubhouse to get a free drink on you.
Right. Yeah.
My buddy was telling me that he was up at the club like a week or two ago. Somebody else had a hole in one. He saw a chick hauling ass in her Tahoe running up to the bar. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, so-and-so had a hole in one.
Was she balding? Was she balding?
Like, in other words, it's a bizarre phenomenon. So then we're after the round, we get in there, and he literally is buying drinks for everyone. Now, listen, the other part of it is my buddy Adam's a low-key guy. He doesn't even like attention. He wouldn't even be in there after the round.
Is he a member?
Yeah. He wouldn't even be in there after. He doesn't do that kind of. He could go sit down and have maybe have a drink, but, you know, he eats clean.
He doesn't go crazy.
He's not trying. He's not one of the bros.
He's not going to drink 6-8 drinks a round.
No, never.
Yeah, he's not.
And then he's literally buying drinks for everybody. Somebody comes in and I heard there was a hole in one. And they just buying drinks for everybody. And I'm sitting there and I'm I'm gobsmacked.
What did he buy? About 15 drinks?
I have no idea.
Oh, probably more. Minimum. I would say minimum. More.
It was a nothing. It was a quiet scene.
Why don't
it
you
wasn't
ask
like
him?
It was a mad. I will.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like it was a mad. Imagine if it was a madhouse.
Yeah.
You freaking have to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, like a Saturday.
Well, you know what?
And it's, by the way, it should be the opposite. We should all be buying him a drink.
It's a weird tradition. And
it's the most bizarre golf tradition.
Well, all I'm saying is if I actually ace the hole and I'll never do it.
It's
I've
worth
been
it.
Close a couple times. It'll never happen.
Everyone's
though.
Close.
But
been close a million times.
It'll never happen. The last place I would go after my round is the bar. I'd get right in my car.
Yeah. Well,
I'd go to another bar.
Dude, we talked about it. I said, why don't we just leave?
I'd go to another bar.
Well, I said, why don't we just leave? He goes, no, I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, I would have been that guy.
But
if he bought 20 or more drinks, I mean, that's the, they're $10 drinks. There's five
minimums. Yeah, $10.
Easy.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know, beers. Yeah. You probably spend $200 or $300 on drinks.
I'm gonna say that's
usually I think Hidden Creek's hole in one insurance or credit is $250. And that goes with.
So how does that work? So they won't charge you more than that, essentially, or how does that work?
You get like a credit that goes towards it.
So it's like gift card.
Yeah.
And is that part of your dues?
But some places also have hole in one insurance where you pay like $1 a month and it goes towards the hole in one kitty, and then
you're not on the hook for it.
Yeah. When that runs out, you're on the hook for it.
He better figure it out because he's had four of them and he's good. And he's going to keep getting.
He's going to have more in the future.
He's going to keep getting them.
The person who's the a-hole when they get a hole in one, I don't think you should be sprinting to your country club when someone gets a hole in one.
No, people hop in their cars.
I know. It's like it's an alarm, and people like the text goes around.
I'm not surprised if they put it on the email.
Yeah. But if you're that person who is ordering, like if you're there at the course and you get a beer, great. But if you're ordering Johnny Walker Blue, and some people do that.
Yeah.
They think it's a license.
I tackle the guy.
That's a douche move.
They think it's a license. They think it's a license to get anything you want.
You know what it is? When Denny McCarthy, who is a member of your club, and he wins something, then you could do that. Friggin' Denny McCarthy. But you can't do it with just Joe Blow.
Yeah, you can't just be a rando.
You know what I mean? But the guy's on tour. It's Scottie Scheffler. You know, he'll laugh. But if you're a regular guy. Now, by the way, Adam didn't complain. He's a stud. He was fine. But we were just laughing about, like, this is going to cost him so much money.
Yeah.
There's sort of, like, unwritten rules about it.
Yeah.
Like.
Have a couth to it.
Yes.
Well, like you've been there. Like, just order a beer.
Yeah, order
be a
normal
beer. Person.
I mean, the last thing I would do would go up to some guy I've never met and say, all right, I hear you aced the hole. I need a open road vodka.
You know what you look like? You look like a palm. Right.
I'm not doing that.
You just can't
do
that.
It's a wild phenomenon, man. And by the way, it was very tame. It could have been, if it was one of those days, like a Friday or like it could have been a show.
Friday, like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it could have been a disaster. So. Anyway.
Yeah, Drab. Ask him today how many drinks he bought.
I'll definitely ask.
What? Drab, are you going to say something?
He doesn't like all the golf talk, I can tell.
Well, it's U.S. Open. It's U.S. Open. We got to talk golf.
You just keep saying things. I was telling Cakes about what's next after this.
I'm going to pivot off of golf to.
Hold on. I got to give my U.S. Open update.
I want to hear the scores. Yeah, how are we doing?
Okay, give the scores, and then I'll do the story when we come back.
Everyone was talking about how difficult the course is, and it is a difficult course.
Yeah.
But J.J. Spahn, it ain't difficult for him right now.
Right.
He's birdied four of his first eight.
Oh, wow.
He's four under.
So, wow.
Well, what does that say? Does that say four? I can't see. I'm blind.
Four.
All right, so he's four under.
Gary Woodland's three. Rory's two.
Rory's at two. Woodland's at three. He just birdied.
I'm going to regret passing on Rory.
I passed on Rory at three. I took John Rahm. It's probably plus eight.
So, there's some pretty big names up there at the top. Obert's at one under. Bryson's even, I believe, through eight. He's playing with Xander. Xander, I think, he had it to one under, but I think he's back to one over. Phil Mickelson, one over. So, I mean, a lot of guys are on the course. And right now, Justin Hicks is DFL. He's seven over through eight.
Ooh, that's not great.
It sounds like good old EB.
It's not fantastic.
But there's a lot of big names still that yet to tee off.
We're still ready to take your calls, by the way. There's not much time left in an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us after the 10th caller calls in now for the four-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle, June 21st and 22nd on Pennsylvania Avenue. Enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands on the Pepsi, Lay's, Art to Go-Go, and summer grilling stages. Metro and shared ride accessible. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 wins. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my math, that's over 20 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If you ever want to text the Junks, do that on the Sports Junkies text line. Brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
So, yeah, Lowry, who I picked, passing. I didn't even consider taking
Rory.
Yeah. He wasn't even on my radar because I'm just poo-pooing him.
Right. How many times did I say, I'm going to take Rory to miss the cut? He's 176 on tour in driving accuracy.
Yeah. And what's he at this point?
He's two under. He's two under.
It's early.
And
but
Shane Lowry just missed a five-footer for bogey. Now he's got
the double. The eighth hole at Oakmont today is a par three. He's playing 292 yards.
That's a scary number. I wouldn't know what to hit. I guess driver.
Hit driver.
And I'd be way short.
Pray.
But so, you know what? Long way to go.
Long way. I saw this on Twitter, and this is from Andrew Layden, who's at Penguin6 on Twitter. For the last 40 hours, a man has been nearly 300 feet up in the WAMU radio tower on the campus of American University. Police and fire are still on the scene, but the man is refusing to come down.
It's been a couple days now, right?
Yeah, he's just climbed up 300 feet into a radio tower.
People do this.
And he's just camped out on a platform.
This is not unusual. People do this. They climb up radio towers. What's he protesting?
I have no idea.
Do we know his causes?
I don't know. He's just there and has been there for nearly two straight days.
I'm glad we don't know his cause. Don't promote his dumb cause. I don't care how noble it is.
Could you imagine climbing 300 feet? Just
he's just a dummy. Protesters are stupid.
I mean,
that's correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually he's going to come down and go get hungry.
I would guess.
Unless he brought provisions.
He can only bring so much.
Is he peeing off the end of it?
No idea.
I don't know. I mean, he's got to be doing something. Can't just stop your bodily functions just because you're 300 feet up in the air.
By the way, Cakes, have we talked about the India plane?
We haven't. It's very disturbing.
It's unbelievable. Like a looks like a brand new Boeing, or like a recently new Boeing. 244 people on board. They have to have all died. They, 5 minutes after takeoff, there's video of it. It just basically lands in a neighborhood. It didn't look like it nosedives. It looked like the guy was just trying to salvage it, keep the nose up.
It was on takeoff, correct?
Yeah, five minutes, but it was in the air for 5 minutes. Like, when I'm in the air for 5 minutes, I think I've made it.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like they never gained
as long
altitude.
As you're climbing. As long
it
as
it looks like they
climbing.
Never really gained altitude, which maybe would give me pause, but I've never been in a situation where you're not just going straight up.
It's just awful.
Oh, it's terrifying. Terrifying situation.
How's that happen? What the
I don't know.
I don't know.
How could you, and also if you have 5 minutes.
It was
minutes,
Air India, you said?
You don't have enough time to find a place to ditch it. Like, I've always been told that they could get those things down fast, and they've been trained, they know how to put it anywhere. I guess in five minutes he couldn't find a place.
We have no idea what happened. I mean,
well, they never reached altitude. Like,
clearly there was something.
Find a golf course.
There was something.
They play golf
wrong
in India.
The plane.
I'm sure there are golf courses in India. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
It maybe just lost power. Yeah, it's awful. Right into a neighborhood.
Yeah. So I mean, not only did he donk all themselves off, he donked off a couple homes.
I've got friends who are Indian, and they live like three houses down from me. And the crash happened about 45 minutes from where the guy grew up.
Really?
Oh, you already texted him this morning?
I texted him. I said, oh, my gosh. I hope he didn't know anybody on the plane or in the neighborhood.
How many people live there? A couple billion, probably.
In India?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I would assume, I think it's the second most populous country on the planet behind China. Or it may have overtaken China.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to put their population at, I'm going to say 8 billion, but that's a guess.
No, so I was right on it.
That's a guess.
I'm sure your guess is in the realm.
I don't know. I could be way off.
1.46.
Okay, 1.46 billion.
1.5 billion. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Hey, Drabby, you might know this because I didn't think about this. Actually, I didn't even, when I requested the tickets, I had no idea that they're having the military parade in D.C. this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? Is that Friday or Saturday?
It's Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's both days, 13th and 14th.
Because I'm coming back from Carolina.
I'm going to the Nats game on the 14th.
Well, you better, I'll use Waze, brother.
The parade is at 6. The game is at 4.
Yeah, you might be doomed.
I might be effed because there's going to be road closures everywhere.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
I don't know. I told my wife last night, I said, sweetheart, we might have to cancel. We're not going to be able to get to Nats Park.
You'll be okay. There'll be closures, but there'll be ways around the closures.
Yeah, but it'll be a nightmare.
All those people will be going in whatever roads are closed, they'll be diverted.
Is there anybody
to these
listening
roads
that understands what's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday? Like, I think you are screwed.
I mean, are they going to be, are all of the roads around the Capitol going to be closed?
No, I have idea.
I don't know. How do you get to a Nats game? Because it's
how do you get to a Nats game?
Couldn't be closer to all the shenanigans.
I mean, they're going
to
close, obviously, Constitution. I don't know. I guess Pennsylvania. I mean, is Independence going to be closed?
I don't know. When I
is part of the 395 going to be?
Yeah, it's right or near all the shenanigans.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Even during closures, like during the mornings too.
All right, here you go. Major closures Friday midnight to Monday 6 a.m.
All right, go ahead.
Includes Independence Avenue between 23rd and 12th Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
14th Street.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But people are going to be diverted through all the traffic's going to be
awful. It's going to double up everything else.
Yeah.
14th Street south of Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Rock Creek Parkway, south of Virginia Avenue Northwest, and the G-Dub Parkway.
Once you ask ChatGPT how to get to Nats Stadium
I
on
heard,
Saturday,
I heard G-Dub would be completely closed.
Yeah,
what about? I don't care about that.
There's 100 closures here.
Yeah,
I mean, 395 exits.
Yeah,
I don't know how you're going to get here.
I don't know how I'm going to get here.
I don't either. You know what else? I'm going.
You have to go. You're going to laugh at this.
I'm going to be the oldest guy at Warped Tour this weekend at the RFK Festival grounds.
Oh, you're just doing it on you.
But there's got to be a way to get there.
Well,
I'm
just going to have to plan to get there.
No, I'm in more trouble than you are.
Yeah.
Because I'm closer to where these closures are going to be.
I'm good.
What about Metro?
Won't there be 7 billion people on that?
It's better than...
That'd be like India.
And I'm not talking about the people going to the Nats game, but there's going to be millions of people wanting to go
know,
to this
parade. I know, but it's better
parade.
Than driving around all over.
I'll just have to.
You're just going to have to take 495 to 295.
But that's what I think. Come in the other side.
Or this is a crazy concept. You could just go to a different Nats game.
No, but he's got the silly seats. He had to find.
That's true.
He had to find.
I got the front row seats.
Yeah. Well, how do you think he got them? Nobody else wanted them.
Well, then they're playing the Marlins.
Yeah. Was aware of what was going on.
Right.
Well, yeah, I had no idea.
I mean, we got our host doing remote broadcast. They're not even coming down here.
I effed up.
I mean,
I didn't know. I had no idea there was a military parade. I didn't know Trump was throwing every tank in the country.
You didn't know that there was a military parade?
Not when I requested the tickets 2 months ago.
Okay. I can't.
Did you know there was a military parade back in May? I didn't.
I mean, I heard there were plans for it. I didn't.
I had no idea. I didn't know there.
I can't move Warped Tour.
Yeah. Get out of the way. Yeah. Get out of the way. I gotta go see Kyle Stowers.
I got to go see Avril Lavigne. She's not going to belt out the hits.
Oh,
so many hits.
I would love to cancel, but my wife won't let me.
Hey, Cakes, remember when we were in College Park? We'd always see that old guy in the bar. Oh, you were a Towson guy. But
yeah,
there
yeah.
was always that old guy in the bar. That's sure. you.
I know. That's going to be me.
Like, literally the
There'll
old guy.
There'll be other old people like me, too, might, like with their kids. But
might have been around when I was there.
That old guy?
There's an old guy that there's a legendary old guy that would dance with all the
it might be the
sorority,
same guy. Might be the same
sorority
yeah.
chicks.
Yeah, yeah. Might be the same guy. Yeah. And also the guy with the big Bozak. Whatever happened to that guy.
Is he still around?
What was that guy's
name? He's still
name?
With us, Drew, right?
Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
He called
He's
in.
Ocean
Didn't
City
we get him
legend.
To call in Drew
yeah.
one time?
Yes.
He had the elephantitis of the
Yes.
Everyone knows where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor
and
guy.
And he would wear the short shorts. Yeah. I feel like he can't be still with us, can he?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, I mean, hopefully he got some medical...
That has to take years off your
medical
life.
Medical attention.
Lugging those things around.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right? By the way, I know there are several of them, but one of the Montgomery County walkers,
mm-hmm.
he's getting up there, man.
Hold on. No. There's one...
There's one iconic...
There's one MoCo walker. There's only one.
No, there's a couple.
A blonde guy.
There's a couple. There's an old guy that, believe me, wanders around Montgomery County.
Okay.
But this guy, the one that we're talking
about. Title of MoCo Walker goes to one dude.
All right. That guy's getting up there. He's getting pretty skinny. Like, he's always been fit.
Well, he probably walks 40,000 steps a day.
I know, but he used to have more muscle tone. He's losing muscle tone. Because he's getting old.
Yeah, he's getting older.
Yeah.
Still walking, still out.
I always wondered, how does he know when to stop?
I don't know how,
like,
just
get time at all, or does he say, I like how organized is he? Like how locked in is he? Does he know it's time for dinner? Or
he knows his routes. He just,
but it's like he's not on his phone or anything. He's just walking.
Yeah,
forever. That's his job.
No earbuds, nothing.
You go to work. He walks.
He's raw dogging it, walking all the time.
Yeah.
Raw dog.
He raw dogs his walk.
I'd rather raw dog than go to the Nats game Saturday.
Well, let's go to Mike real quick.
By the way, Drabby, look at this. Look.
What is it? What are you pointing to?
I'm just pointing to the forecast on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturday at 6. Look.
Yeah. Storms.
Stormy?
Storms. Everywhere in D.C. I'm
going to
have a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And every tank and every soldier
yeah.
in the American military.
Like Abrams tanks, because you're going to see a lot of them this weekend.
It's literally the worst time to go to the Nats game.
All right, real quick, let's go to Mike. He says he's got directions for you. Mike, what's up?
Hey, boys. This is softball dad, Jason, so you know who I am.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to take, when you come in, take 495
mm-hmm.
towards MGM Grand.
MGM National Harbor. MGM National Harbor, sir.
By the way, Jason, I don't know if this is true. Someone say they actually keep going. Go at 4 p.m.
What?
They moved the game to 1 because of the parade.
They did? And now I can't go. I got a grad party I got to go to.
You go to more grad parties
How
than
I do. How do you not know that?
I go, go to work.
I mean,
thought I wasn't locked. I didn't even know it was Thursday.
Yeah, you know what? You're out of the loop.
I'm not going.
You're not locked
can't
in.
Go.
I can't go. I've got a grad party at 1 o'clock.
Somebody said, I don't know if this is true, right. But I just got a tweet. I don't know if it's true.
They probably
we
got to
go. I know that. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll see you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.